We are at Crescent Kerno in Madruf with the lovely Hannah Jordan, who's just about to tell us her story.
Love it. This is just a little bit of a snippet in time for me, I guess. I've lived in Cornwall for about 10 years, but only in Falmouth, and then got introduced to the wonderful Red Ruth through Natalia and Sue, who've both told stories today. Learned all about all the bits and bobs that are going on in Red Ruth, and ended up meeting the folk at the Ladder, who have taken on the building that used to be the old library and wanting to turn it into this wonderful community art creative space with lots of people and things going on. And I saw it and I met them and I was like, that is where I'm going to have an art studio. And went on a little tour round and said, when can I apply? And they were not ready yet. And then I just sort of was like waiting, and then applied and then got a studio. And that's my kind of like where I'm at the moment. I've just spent all summer moving in. I've got lots of different sewing machines. And one of the sewing machines I got moved. It was massive. I got my friend to move it in his van. Picked it up from down the road in Camborne where it was in storage, and neither of us thought to strap it down, and we went round a corner and the whole thing fell over, and a little kind of pin fell out of it, something else bent. It's like this old kind of, I think, semi-Victorian machine, and basically I thought it was broken, but then I called up a guy at the lovely sewing place in Penryn and he was like, oh shit, that doesn't sound good. Then he came round and did his little thing with his torch underneath and said, okay, I'll give it a go. And then he phoned me up the other day and he said it is fixable. So that's my little like circular moment there with my sewing machine. So hopefully I'm going to use it to embellish lots of lovely things. I want to run some, it's the Ladder is quite a kind of education and arts focused space, I guess. So I'm going to get involved more and kind of hopefully run some workshops. And it's just really nice to have that place. It feels really like a work in progress being there. So we moved in July. There's three other studio holders at the moment. And, you know, there's still bits falling off the ceiling and still, you know, very much work in progress. But I really like that about it. And it feels like we're all starting something together. And there's a lovely Beets and Roots cafe there as well, and I love them. Kind of go like, oh, can I pay by card? And they go, nope, cash. We've always been cash, we're always going to be cash. And then it's just like, yeah, they know how they do stuff, and it's really nice and welcoming, and they've got vegetarian food and it's lovely. Yeah, I guess that's my little snippet. Oh, and I'm living with the lovely Sue Hill, who is just amazing. And we've also got another Ukrainian housemate who's literally moved over from the Ukraine in about 6 weeks ago, called Maria, and she has literally taught herself English in that time. And she's working at Factory Down the Road, and she's now literally translating for some of her Ukrainian colleagues when they have to do like little tests and things at work. She's amazing. We love her. We took her to see the Barbie movie the other day. I'm going to stop talking now.
Thank you, Hannah.